got to figure out how Liam is able to hear your thoughts and then take him to the fucking AC with us.
I definitely said that, like, with my lips, but I thought that I said, like, hey, honey, turn around. Come on.
Yes, that's it.
she was like 10 feet away.
That's how humans understand things.
But she was like 10 feet away from me. I did not think that I... That
did Liam hear it?
He heard it when he made a big deal of it. And was like,
all right, let me just ask you this, though. Let's see if she's correct. Because of what was said, did you undress her with your eyes?
Absolutely, 100%. I've only been thinking of her, which probably is going to upset my wife.
Now, there's your picture of her. You know how people are saying she's overweight? Your picture of her shows she's a perfect little thing.
She is not overweight whatsoever. She's quite thin.
Now, have you seen her new reality show of The World's Beauty or something like that?
Not yet.
I saw a little bit of it on TV last night. First of all, I don't know why anybody puts himself in a reality show. It's just nuts. And this idea was, we are going to go around the world and see the differences in beauty and what some people find to be beautiful and some people don't. And basically, it looks like spring break with a couple of rich girls making fun of other cultures. Where they go to Thailand... And in the marketplace, there's, like, bugs that you can eat, like fried bugs and all. Mm-hmm. And they treat it like it's Survivor and kind of start throwing up as they're, you know, daring each other to eat these bugs. But in the middle of these people's marketplaces where this is their local food. And it would be like somebody coming here and, like, eating a piece of bacon and gagging in front of us. But I did it. Don't ask me how. And I'm like, well, that's fucking rude. Then she goes to this Buddhist ceremony. And why the monk is, like, praying and all, she starts fucking getting the giggles. And I'm like, you're just taking the ugly American thing all around the country.
Doesn't seem the right show for her.
But no show is. but she also said this on The View about John Mayer. Oh, no, he won't be getting any more of this napalm. And then everybody had a big, like, applause, like, girl power applause.
Then you're actually feeding into his...
No.
Word.
Yeah, I know. She's already given it. That. Now, do you believe John Mayer? Is she sexual napalm? From what you've seen her that close?
No, I mean, I actually think she's very hot.
Yeah.
I just can't see her being sexual in bed.
See, here's my feeling. I have a feeling John Mayer probably isn't that sexual, and it's the first time he ever felt a woman thrust back or being with a woman who
was good looking,
had an orgasm.
Yeah.
I think he's probably been with pretty fucking women before, but I don't think he's with women that would be somewhat into it.
Yeah, I agree. I can't see Jessica Simpson being that kind.
You
can kind of sense, like, the animalistic nature of Angelina Jolie.
Absolutely.
Like, okay, holy shit. Like, when she was wearing even a turtleneck inside the actor's studio, I was like...
That's sexual napalm.
Yeah, but I can't see it with Jessica Simpson.
And a very good point. Sexual napalm, as we're now calling it, and attractiveness don't always go hand in hand.
Absolutely not.
But
yeah.
You can normally pick up, like, sometimes you can meet, like, someone's secretary, and you think to yourself, this young lady has something.
I think, like, Parker Posey is, like, sexual napalm.
Really?
I feel like she would be terrific. And, I mean, I think she's attractive, but she's not, like, the world-class beauty we're talking about.
I think she's lovely.
No, I fucking find her great-looking, but I mean, like...
I think there could be some napalm there. All right, Hicks... I'm sure you're going to go to the world of tattoos.
Tat it up.
Join Angel. Got a lot of tats and she's in porn.
By the way, speaking of that, I rewatched the Scorsese fucking thing in New York Stories last night.
Isn't it the best?
It may be my favorite Scorsese film.
When you hear that Dylan song and that camera with like a shutter movement and Nick Nolte just painting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I jerk off to that shit.
Oh. So I'm not sure about that. I'm not really fucking sure if he's correct.
I think he was probably trying to give her a compliment and it came out hideous, especially to her. I think he thought he was probably complimenting her.
Well, you don't do it. First of all, you just don't talk sexually about an ex. It's just always going to be in bad taste. Even if it's an ex-wife. The fucking point is, this is an intimate thing between the two of you, so you don't go and, you just don't go out and fucking put it out there for the world.
Yeah. I mean,
if fucking Billy Bob said the same.